Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately about something that feels really challenging. Your little one gets frustrated with a task, maybe it's tying their shoes or building something with blocks, and when you offer to help, they push you away. They say, no, I can do it myself, even though they're clearly struggling. And you're left standing there, watching them get more and more upset, wondering if you should step in or step back. If this sounds familiar, I want you to know something really important. You are not alone in this, and what you're experiencing is actually a beautiful sign of healthy development. Let me share something wonderful that the magic book taught me. When your 5 or 6-year-old refuses help with challenging tasks, they're not being stubborn or difficult. They're actually navigating one of the most important developmental phases of their young life. Their brain is learning independence, self-efficacy, and persistence. These are the building blocks of resilience and confidence that will serve them for their entire lives. Research from child development experts shows us that at ages 5 and 6, children are developing what's called self-directed persistence. This is the ability to stick with something challenging even when it's hard. And here's the really fascinating part. Their brains are literally wiring themselves for independence during this time. Every time they try something difficult on their own, even if they fail, they're building neural pathways that say, I am capable. I can figure things out. I am strong. The Raising Children Network, which is one of the most trusted sources on child development, tells us that children at this age are becoming more independent and love making small decisions. This is completely normal and healthy. In fact, it's exactly what should be happening. Your child's desire to do things themselves isn't defiance. It's their developing brain saying, I'm ready to try new things. I want to see what I can do. Now I know this can feel really hard as a parent. You can see the solution so clearly. You know you could help them finish that puzzle in 2 seconds or tie those shoes perfectly or fix that tower before it falls. And watching them struggle, watching them get frustrated, it tugs at your heart. You want to swoop in and make it better. That's because you love them so much. But here's what the magic book wants you to understand. When you give them space to struggle productively, you're giving them an incredible gift. Educational psychology research shows us that children who learn to balance independence with appropriate help-seeking develop stronger problem-solving abilities and better emotional intelligence. The key word there is balance. We're not talking about leaving them to struggle alone until they give up. We're talking about offering help in ways that preserve their sense of agency and autonomy. So what does that actually look like? Let me share some gentle strategies that honor your child's need for independence while still providing the support they need. First, acknowledge their desire to do it themselves. You might say something like, I can see you really want to do this on your own. That's wonderful. I love seeing how hard you're trying. This validates their effort and their independence without taking over. Second, offer help as a partnership, not a rescue. Instead of saying, let me do that for you, try saying, would you like to work on this together? Or, I'm here if you need a thinking partner. This keeps them in the driver's seat while letting them know support is available. Third, teach them that asking for help is actually a strength, not a weakness. You can say things like, you know what I do when something is really tricky? I ask for help from someone who knows more than me. That's what smart people do. They know when to ask for support. This reframes help-seeking as a valuable skill rather than giving up. Fourth, break the task into smaller steps. Sometimes children refuse help because the whole task feels overwhelming and they don't know where to start. You might say, that does look tricky. What if we figure out the first step together and then you can try the rest? This gives them a foothold without taking away their autonomy. And fifth, celebrate the effort, not just the outcome. When they finally complete the task, whether they did it alone or accepted help, focus on their persistence. You might say, wow, you kept trying even when it was hard. That's what we call grit, and it's one of the most important skills you can have. Now, here's something else the magic book showed me that I think you'll find really helpful. Stories can be such a gentle way to teach children about persistence, help-seeking, and the value of collaboration. When children see characters in stories facing challenges and learning to balance independence with asking for help, it normalizes the experience for them. We have a story in the Book of Inara called The Learning Voyage. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover a gentle cruise ship where every mistake becomes a wonderful learning experiment. The ship has cozy spaces that remember and celebrate each attempt at trying something new. What I love about this story is that it shows children that mistakes aren't failures. They're valuable learning opportunities. And it shows them that the journey of learning is just as important as the destination. When you read this story with your child, you can talk about how Ethan and Sophia kept trying even when things were hard. You can point out how they learned to ask for help when they needed it, and how that made their learning voyage even more wonderful. These conversations plant seeds that grow into healthy attitudes about challenge, persistence, and collaboration. Another beautiful aspect of this developmental phase is that it's temporary. Your child won't refuse help forever. Right now, they're testing their capabilities and building their confidence. As they develop more skills and more emotional regulation, they'll naturally become better at knowing when to persist and when to ask for support. Your job isn't to fix this behavior. Your job is to support them through this important learning phase. An expert insight that really changed my perspective on this is from child development specialists who emphasize that when children refuse assistance, they're not being defiant. They're exercising their developing autonomy. And autonomy is one of the core psychological needs that all humans have. When we honor that need while gently teaching collaboration skills, we're helping our children develop into confident, capable people who know their own strength and also know the value of community and support. I also want to acknowledge something important. This phase can be exhausting for you as a parent. It takes more time to let them struggle and figure things out. It requires patience when you're already tired. It means watching them experience frustration when you could easily prevent it. And that's hard. So I want you to hear this. You're doing beautifully. The fact that you're here, learning about child development and looking for gentle ways to support your child, that tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. You're thoughtful, you're caring, and you're committed to raising a confident, capable child. That's wonderful. Remember, every time your child says, "I can do it myself," they're telling you that they trust their own abilities. And every time you respond with patience and gentle support, you're telling them that you trust them too. That trust is the foundation of their confidence. So the next time your little one refuses help with a challenging task, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this is healthy development. Offer support in ways that preserve their autonomy. Celebrate their effort and persistence. And know that you're doing exactly what they need you to do. You're being their safe base while they explore their capabilities. You're being their cheerleader while they build their confidence. And you're being their gentle guide while they learn one of life's most important lessons: that it's okay to struggle, it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to keep trying. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, wonderful parent. You've got this. With love and starlight, Inara.